Hey, it's Ju
and Lucy
and Sophie,
and you're listening
Girl
to
Talk.
Wait, hold
what?
On.
Wait. What camp are we going on?
I thought I was gonna say.
Lucy, that's not even the right line.
Oh my god, guys, can we just please do it together?
You're listening to Girl Talk Unsupervised.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. My name is Ju.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Sophie. Hey, guys.
Hi.
What is up with your lives? It's been a while.
Has it? Yeah.
It feels like it. I feel like a year has passed since we last talked. That's
how
much has
happened.
It's been
a long month. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm exhausted. How about you guys? How are you guys?
No, that's tough to Sophie. Sophie's exhausted, guys. She has had meetings all day. Am I right?
Working
yes.
Girl.
Dude, not even, like, they're, like, school meetings, because I'm in the beginning phase of my thesis. So
here we go.
It's a lot. But then it feels like nothing, but it's also a lot. I don't know. It's not as stressful as I thought it would be, but it's still stressful. I don't know. My mind is so jumbled. I can't. Words. Lucy, how are you? How are you?
I also feel like you. I mean, I'm not doing my thesis, but, like, my life feels jumbled. Like, I just started school, and I don't think I, like, started that, like, with the right foot. Like, you know me, I'm a clean freak, and everything has to be in order before I start, so, like...
The world has to be in balance.
I don't know, I just didn't... Yeah, I'm like that again! Yeah, I literally feel like that. Like, up to now, I kind of, like, I don't know, I feel like something's off, and I've just been trying to, like fix my, like, lists and things I need to do, but it keeps on getting delayed. Or just, I can't seem to get through. Like, I don't know, maybe I'll do it tonight, but, like, I just feel like something's off. It's been, like, before school started last week, and I just feel off. Like, I know I can do it, but, like, I haven't done stuff also, but it's just, like, there's just something's...
Maybe it's because Pisces season just started.
Is that why? I don't know. I feel like everything's been off since first year. Everything's been off.
It's like the feeling that I can accomplish so much.
Yes.
But
Pisces season.
How are you, Ju?
Yeah.
For me, what have I been doing? Work. Oh my gosh, guys. Wait. Progress report to everyone. I took my practical driving lessons last weekend.
Yes! No way!
I'm so happy for you. And I'm planning to make a trip to the LTO next Thursday. So keep
all
your fingers crossed.
Field trip.
No, cause it's like, I mean, you guys know it's a whole ordeal. My God.
Yeah.
Did we talk like in the last episode? Did Lucy have her license yet?
I don't think so.
Lucy, when did you get your license?
When did I get my license? When did I get my license? I think it was like, I got it February 1.
Oh my gosh, so we are establishing now Lucy got her license, her driver's license. Congratulations.
And I won the bet. That's what's more important.
I
won the bet.
Win, except for like bragging rights. Yes. It's okay. I will make a trip next week.
Backstory, guys. Because, wait, Ju, which LTO are you going to?
Kainta.
Kainta? Okay. Okay. Wait.
Because you guys said it was clean. So I want to go to a clean place. Go backstory.
Yes, please share the backstory.
Okay. So, because I've been taking forever to get my license. And I've had, like, my student permit for the longest of time. So Ju was like, maunahan kita. I was like, oh, sige nga. Because I actually thought she would, like, you know, get it way ahead of me because she had break. And parang she said, oh, I already booked. And, like, I'm gonna do na my practical. And then, parang dire-direcho na lang yan. So I was like, oh, okay. Shucks, I really need to do it. And then, like, she told me na...
Na-pressure ko sa akin.
She got her schedule. Huh?
Na-pressure ko sa akin.
And then you told me your schedule na it was, like, later in February. So I was like, okay, kaya ko to. I'm gonna do it na. Ayun.
Yeah.
So, naunahan ko si Ju.
Dude, because okay, you know the thing with me, because I took my theoretical lessons and my practical lessons in different schools. The theoretical lessons are from the place that Contra you recommended.
Yeah, so and then I took they closed that. Down.
No way, they did?
Yeah, that's why.
No!
There's no freaking way.
They, like,
way.
Permanently
so
closed
funny.
Down. I don't know why.
I missed it by a hair. I took my theoretical. Thank God I was able to take it now before they closed. I didn't know they closed.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Anyways, I was planning, okay, I'll go back to book my practical after my theoretical because you need the TDC, right? And when I went back and then they showed me the schedules, it was like, ano, parang Monday to Thursday, 2 hours a day, or Friday, Saturday, 4 hours each. And, diba, I'm working, so my schedule is not great. Like, I can't, and I was just like, I just started working, like, last month, so I couldn't afford to, like, miss, or at least take 2 hours off in 1 week per day just for the lessons.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'll find a different school with a better package then. And then I found this other school in Commonwealth that was like 4 hours Saturday, Sunday. And I was like, oh, that's so perfect. And the price was good because they're like relatively new. Parang they're 1 year old lang. So I took it there. And it was really nice. I got to practice a lot. So
lovely.
Akala ko your classes were cut short.
What? Classes? Cut short?
I thought you said daw parang imbis na 4 hours, it got cut to like 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, no, what happened? It wasn't cut, it was just, when I did my first day, I just come out of a 3 hour class in the morning. So my instructor noticed I was so sleepy na when I was, because I did like parking stuff first. And then after that, I went to drive na in Commonwealth. And he noticed that I was zoning out. So that's not good. So he was like, you know, it's okay. Your skills are fine. Just come back tomorrow. And I was like, wait, and you're still going to count this as like 8 hours? He's like, yes. And I was like, all right, I will take it. So it was so nice and so
accommodating.
Girl, sayang
sa pera.
It was just like, let's say it was 8 hours total, right? I ended up just doing like 6 hours, which I think is okay. Because I did a lot naman.
Wait, I'm just realizing now, you drove on along Commonwealth?
I did.
Yeah, you have to.
And
didn't
how
you
was
do
that,
Sophie?
How was that for you? I drove along Marcos Highway. But even until now, I hate Commonwealth. It's so scary for me. How did you do?
Commonwealth actually wasn't that bad because it's wide, right? And the volume of cars wasn't horrible last weekend. Mm. So, actually, it was Commonwealth, then I went through Batasan Hills and then Marikina. For me, the worst was Marikina. Because it's so...
Yeah, the roads are so small.
And he's like, stay on the left because there's a bike lane. And I'm like, bruh, the bike lane is just like a faint line, an afterthought on the side of the road. So annoying. Come on,
girl,
Philippines,
the one
urban
that's
planning.
So scary.
Huh?
What's so scary is Commonwealth in the evening.
It actually wasn't
raining.
That bad. It wasn't
in
that bad.
In the evening, it's horrible.
Okay,
like, I cry
it's so horrible. Like, my first driving, you know, class was Commonwealth evening raining. I can't even see the lanes.
Oh my god.
I was like,
how did you get the worst conditions on your first driving lesson?
I know.
I'm so sorry for you.
At least it was training ground, and now you have your license. So that's great.
Yeah. Train for the worst. Be the best. Well,
okay, Lucy. Anyways, let's transition to we need to transition. I don't know how. It's not smooth. But guys, today we're going to talk about org culture because I guess we come from different schools. Well, just
yeah, and Lucy
schools,
is news.
And, yeah. Lucia's news.
No, I have a good transition for this. Because a while ago, she brought up, like, I'm not doing my thesis. So why aren't you doing your thesis? So why? Please share with the class.
Kasi ayoko. Wow! As if may choice ako.
You know what? That's fair. Ayoko rin. But here we are.
Oh, diba? I'm extending my stay in school, guys. Okay. The reason why I'm not doing my thesis is because... Well, either way, I'm not supposed to be doing my thesis now if I, like, stayed in Archie. But... I'm not in Archie anymore, guys.
Yes, we know. Please reveal.
Okay. reveal. Okay, so basically I transferred to UP. Yay!
Wow. Dear God.
Okay.
We've been waiting.
Okay. End of story.
Grabe.
Okay. Okay. Yun naman sabi ko. Okay, and with that, I've been introduced to a whole new environment. Wow! Okay. So, things I couldn't relate to before with Sophie and Ju about orgs and, you know, school life and college life, now I can relate to in some way or somewhat closer to, you know, what they've experienced.
So, congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Because they've always made cuento to me about orgs and I've, like, always, like, I didn't have to do an org in college before, like, you know, my first time. Wow! But the second time... Like I'm old, what the hell? But the second time, of course, I feel like orgs are more of a... Not a requirement, but it is a thing now where I am not, you know, in UP. So, I've been introduced to the world of orgs. So, now I'm in an org. And that is our topic for today. Thank you. Okay.
Nice introduction.
Yes. Wala, I suck at introduction and transitions. Anything with words, guys. Please don't give me that responsibility.
No, I think Lucy, you're doing so great with words. Lucy used this new word in our group chat. And I was like, what?
I didn't even comment on it because I was like, what? I just
used on-sim. I was laughing so hard.
I didn't even know that was a UP thing.
Well, if you look at the conversation, like, the way I thought it its definition made sense. But even with the, you know, the proper, the right, it still made sense. I just didn't know. Diba? Ano ba yung context
ng conversation? Don't worry. Basta it makes sense. I agree with you.
Anyways, okay, I thought kasi it meant same or something. Okay, I'm sorry.
This is what Lucy learns in her orgs. Besides other things. Yes. So, okay. I don't know. What can we talk about orgs? Like how... I think a point of difference based on our previous conversations is... I think... Like, there's this whole thing with intern. Like, you call yourselves interns in UP orgs, right?
No, we're called apps. There's just only a period where you have to, like, intern for a committee. But that's not what you're considered. You just, of course, that's your position in at that time. And it's only, like, what, 2-3 weeks. But generally, the whole application process, you're considered an app. It's like that.
Yeah, because they have a long application process.
Yeah, it's like...
But even the like word intern kasi is for also like events or ad hocs that we have. So if you're like not an officer or you're like not part of the directors and you're just there like towards the end and to like you're just additional support, you're an intern. Diba?
Oh.
Like that naman.
Interesting information.
So what if you're like a regular member, like is that still an intern or like you're just a member?
You're a member and then if you actually have a position or if you're like an active member, you're an officer because you have to be assigned to a comm, right? It's always like that.
Yeah.
So you can be inactive or active. Okay.
So
you learn, now we're learning.
Yeah. Every day you learn something new. So interesting. Yes. It's a different structure.
It's
similar, but just the labeling's different.
And the period of application, it's crazy.
Oh yeah.
Well, there are some orgs kasi that it's easier. Well, it's quick, but it's like you do case studies and simulations.
Ew.
But for my what? Specific org, it was a whole app. It was a whole sem.
Ew.
Wow, I can't imagine. I just had to
but
pay.
That's like that's like a real work org talaga. It's like a work org.
Ugh. Gets.
I don't want to work anymore.
But like, the others are usually talagang semester. One whole semester yung app process. Some wow. are like mas simple. You have just a project. Others, you have to be like super b-boy, diba? You have to post all of these things on Twitter. Yeah. You have to be like, you know, not my thing, but that's how it is now.
But is the semester-long application process just for like freshmen or every year it's a thing?
Depends like on the orgs. Because some orgs, they only open admissions like every beginning of first semester. Others are like first and second. But once you get in, well, in my specific org, you're already a member. You don't need to like reapply every year. But there are some orgs that alam ko you have to like renew applications. I don't know though if there's like a certain test or exam you have to do in order to like be retained or something. But yeah.
Mm.
And then there's like
crazy.
There's like probie, I don't know, like probation if you like
yeah.
didn't complete something, diba? Or and then you can choose to be inactive or active. So it's like that. I think it's like you guys also similar lang naman yung
school. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess yeah. Wow. Okay. Interesting. How did orgs come to be? Like it's so I don't get how the first people who were like I don't know, just
they wanted
thought.
like extracurriculars. They wanted something fun to do other than school. You know.
Yeah, but it's such an established thing, like across universities. Like, who said, yeah. okay, this is how we're gonna do everything?
Bro, I don't know.
No, but orgs are still related in a way to ACAD.
Oh, well,
for you,
I guess so.
The org I'm in, I mean, there are other orgs talaga that have no connection at all to your corps.
Well, I think cause the one you're active in is your home org, right?
It's not home org.
Oh, it's not?
I don't think we have home orgs in UK.
So what is it?
The premier org. Wow! I don't know!
Taray naman. We love economics.
Okay.
I'm proud. Wow.
Wait, so you don't have to be econ to join your org?
You have to be an econ or a business econ.
Oh, yeah, you didn't say in the beginning what your course was.
Oh, I'm taking business economics. But I'm not going to say what my org is because baka you never know.
I think we narrowed it down. But like, okay, go on.
Well, yeah. There's still a lot of orgs within the realms of econ. But in my org, as long as you're econ or becon, you can be admitted. And even if you, like, transfer courses, so like if you become like tourism or interior design, as long as like your first year you apply your econ or becon, you're still a member. Okay.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, so okay. I have like org mates who are like in HRIM, like that. So
HRIM.
Mm. But org life, I don't know. I think like don't you think orgs are kind of cliquish?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. You just a glorified clique. It is, that's the reality.
Common ground. Yes.
But I mean, like, there's like, of course, there's like this distinction between you as an applicant and then the clique. And you're like not part of it. But as soon as you get accepted, you're like part of it. And it's like,
yeah,
that line just disappears. And then everyone's just accepting you and you're part of it. I don't know. Observation.
No, yeah. That's sort of how like the newbie oldie system works also like in Blue Rep. Because, yeah, like, I mean, they're not doing it this year because there's one prod lang this year. But then, in previous years, there was the system was typically like newbie production, finale production, and then newbie production is just for newbies. So it's like the initiation, quote unquote. And then when you graduate, like, you fulfill all your requirements, you finish the prod, you become an oldie, and then you can do the finale, and then go on with your rest of your college life doing theater or whatever you want to do. So, yeah, it's pretty similar naman.
Yeah, I see that. For me, just to add quickly, well, I'm only part of my home org this year, not even that active, but then I think I have some insight naman. It's just going back to the cliquish thing. I feel like those who complain about orgs being cliquish, like, want to be part of that clique. But at the same time, well, or it's that, or they just don't like the people who are part of that clique. Because I've experienced, like,
or maybe they were denied admission. Oh, you know, yeah. They have something bad to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, like, as a, well, our org is part of the business cluster, I think. I think a lot of our business orgs are labeled very cliquish. Just not gonna name, but I think Drew knows. Yeah. Understands. It's like a cult. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah. I don't know. I'm not as org active as Lucy. Lucy, you're so org active. I'm so proud of you.
I'm not active. Girl, I just got accepted. Like, you have maybe that's the reason why I seemed active. Because, like, I really wanted to get in. So, of course, I had to do the work the entire first semester. But now that I'm in.
Yeah.
Yes, she's thumbs in. Up. She's in the click.
Anyway, I don't know. Like, let's... I think. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, so I was just going to bring up maybe I think we're so kalat today. What if we just give, like, a bunch of our own personal pros and cons of being org active or joining orgs very briefly?
Pros, you get to learn new skills and make new friends. Cons, it's tiring if you really commit. That's all.
I second that. Like, you, a lot of your social life in college comes from orgs. So if you're not part of an org, it's really hard to establish connections. And I think that's what orgs are really all about. And it's also, enhancing your skills. But then a con nga is, at the end of the day, you don't get paid to work or to do stuff. Oh, so,
biggest struggle.
Like, a lot of the conversations I've had with people who choose either being org active or being, you know, like, interns for companies, it's one of them you get paid, one of them you don't. You do it for pure passion and love for the org. So you choose what you want to do with your life.
And then your That's passion all. Just, like, dies. Because you're not getting paid. The life... Like, oh my gosh, the thing with, like, newbies and orgs, like, there's so much life in their eyes. And then when, like, you get to, like, the latter half of college, you're just, like, eh. Whatever. Exactly.
Okay, how about Lucy? As a newbie-ish... Pros and cons.
Pros, of course, like you all mentioned, the networking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just within your batch. It's like every other batch also. And you get to really explore things with different comms. So you can kind of figure out what you want to do. Help, you know, build experience. And then build, you know, for your resume and all of that. And if you want to, like, well, my plan is to, like, go up the ladder, so...
Let's go.
Cons, as an applicant, well, this is really specific to orgs and how their app processes. It's like you really have to be, there's certain that you have to be b-boy and you really have to put yourself out there, which I found so hard because I'm an introvert, so it's so hard. It's only like, actually, for first semester, I didn't really meet people or put myself out there. It's only now that I'm in that I'm actually meeting people because I'm more comfortable with that. But cons, ano ba pa cons?
She's new, that's why there are no cons yet.
I'm like what Drew said, I'm like those newbies who have so much energy and life in them that's why I'm like super active, but I also know like along the way I'm gonna get so pagod, I'm just like ayoko na, please stop.
At least you know that already.
Yeah, it's like that naman talaga. Cons. Ano ba cons? Get ready to like
die.
I don't know, do things out of your comfort zone or your limits. I don't know.
Yeah, that's valid.
Wala pa akong masabi. Wala pa akong masabi.
Yeah.
Baka balikan niyo ako we'll after 1 year. Baka like, ayoko na. Ayoko na.
You said so much stuff and then Concha and I were just like, eh, it's so tiring. Halatang we're about to graduate na. Even in my internship.
But some people are really called to that path. Like,
fine.
Go ahead and be you.
Fine. Even in my internship.
I'm actually jealous. Good for you.
Even in my internship, some of my coworkers say that I give off like tired graduating senior energy. I'm like, thank you. This is because that's exactly where I'm at right now. Exactly, senioritis. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Here we are. We'll get back to you in like a few months, like once Concha and I graduate. And we'll like reflect on the whole experience.
Yeah, and then maybe Lucy already has cons in her list.
Yes. What a great way to wrap up. So, that was the discussion. Thanks for listening. The Zoom is gonna run out of time. So, yeah. We don't have only Zoom anymore. This is what we have to live with because we're basic. But if you like what you listen to, go follow us on Instagram at Girl Talk Unsupervised. And if you wanna see me as well, you can follow me on Instagram at DoMarch_.
You can find me on Instagram at Lucia Lazarus.
You can find me on Instagram at Sophie_Concha and YouTube Sophie Concha. Thank you for listening to our catch up. Had a really fun time. Hopefully you learned a lot.